Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and my last few weeks have been pretty good. I did some underwear shopping. I know it sort of kind of is relevant to this episode, and besides, I felt like buying some more cute underwear. Even if I'm the only one who sees it, it's like, I don't care. It's my underwear. So, anyway, I know I mentioned last episode I would talk about Larry Crown, the movie, but this was sort of kind of more important. I love the movie, and I will talk about it. I do have it listed, and assuming, you know, nothing else random happens, but you can say I am live and up to date. Thank you very much. So, anyway, I don't know how many of my listeners out there, thank you, and I love you, watch SVU. SVU, for those who don't know, is Law and Order Special Victims Unit. It started its 19th season a few weeks ago. I haven't watched a new episode, but like the new season, I should. But the new couple episodes haven't interested me. I do like Barbara. I do like Finn. I wish they would bring back Munch. I do like the Georgia girl, not just because she's from Georgia. I did like her other show that was on ABC that really didn't last. But I didn't watch her on All My Children. And I like Mariska Hargitay. But the reason why I put Did We Learn Nothing from SVU is because the most important thing, one of the most important lessons from SVU is sexually based crimes are not about sex. Let me repeat that. Sexually based crimes are not about sex. And the reason I say that is it's about dominance. And you can dominate in other ways. And if you completely disagree, you're more than welcome to email me or, you know, send me your opinion. Hey, I don't agree with what you said. My email address is ICA, or probably just use my AOL one. Yeah, I still have an AOL one. I have a couple of them. You know, I have the one for my soap business, but the AOL one is IAGA2005@AOL.com. And there's also my Gmail, and I do check both of them daily. The Gmail is, besides the Gmail for the soaps, the soap one is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. The regular Gmail is ICAGA2005, which is the one I use for my show, @gmail.com. But you can also do the AOL one because I hardly ever get any mail to it. So that decreases the likelihood of anything getting lost. Anyway, the reason I say it's about demeaning somebody. And people demean other, they use sex as a weapon. It's sort of like you can use a butter knife to butter toast. Yes, it's still a knife, but it was made to butter toast. It wasn't made to kill somebody, but somebody probably found a way to kill somebody with a butter knife. Or how dolphins are technically mammals, but sexually based, they're about somebody who's angry, lashing out, using sex. And that was the most important lesson. I had somebody randomly grab my butt in public. I had on baggy jeans, any tee, and a jacket. It was a regular jacket. It was like a spring day last year. 9 o'clock in the morning, catching the train. Again, because, you know, when it's the female, it's like, well, what were you wearing? It's like, it is 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I'm in baggy jeans. Random guy just go. Like, what? Yeah. Again, at least if it's like, and, you know, people like to blame it. 1 o'clock in the morning, okay. You know, 1 o'clock in a halter top or braless. But jeans covered up, looking like a scraggly college student. That's not about sex. That is about disrespecting somebody's personal space because you don't respect them as a person. It could be various other ways. I mean, elementary school, somebody humiliated me because I peed on myself. I had kidney and bladder problems as a kid. And this girl humiliated me by opening the door when I was changing clothes. It was to demean me. And going back to this, that's why people write to demean another human being, because maybe they're angry at themselves. Maybe they were victims in their own lives. It does not make it right. So now that I've given a 6-minute segue, Harvey Weinstein, everybody's former fallen golden boy of Hollywood, was accused of multiple cases of sexual harassment. But it was going on for 20 years. I'm like, and maybe not just because I am female, but a part of me is like, and because I went to school for media, I blame him for his actions, but I blame the people who condoned it for 20 years, almost 30 years more. Again, I'm not trying to say he was right to do it. You're not to randomly invite someone or disrespect them or decide, let me give this plant some vitamin D. Read the story. Yeah. Google Harvey Weinstein and plants, because this is G-rated. I really can't give details, but yeah, he wanted to give some vitamin D to a plant in front of somebody. Leave it at that. So to do that, to not take no for an answer to sexual, he's a deviant. But you covered it up. And so by covering it up, you said it was okay. If you condone somebody, and I've, even if you take away the sex, I've had bosses who condone people being jerks. It's like, oh, well, they're abrasive. No, they're just a rude jerk. And yeah, I stood up for myself, because obviously you're not going to. I didn't punch him. I should have. Anyway, you are more to blame when you condone. And then when it comes out, it's like, oh, my gosh, this stuff's been going on for years. I mean, look at Tipper Henderson and Alfred Hitchcock when he was harassing her and the birds. Roman Polanski, you're signing a paper to pardon a man, a 43-year-old, because he was 43 at the time, who raped a 13-year-old. Oh, well, he should come back. No! I don't care that he's old and like 3/4 of the way in the grave. That person deserved justice, and justice is not this rich person being able to fly off to a country that can't extradite. You give crazy justice for people of color who get arrested with drugs. Again, that's, but it's true. I mean, I hate putting the race card in it, but you'll give a poor person who has drugs time, but this rich guy can fly off, and he raped a four, but you'll give him an award. Alfred Hitchcock, yeah, he sexually harassed him, but it was a different day. No, they're still right from wrong. The fact that you're condoning, that's the angry thing. And then when it comes out, or when that person is no longer socially relevant, and the reason why I say socially relevant is, I feel like, again, my personal opinion, if Harvey Weinstein was still the Hollywood golden boy who making, turning $20 million movies into tenfold the profit, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, tenfold the profit of a $20 million, you'd still be letting him get away with it. That's the sick thing. It's not, I mean, what he's done, you can Google, you can look at the New Yorker article, you can look at the New York Times, which is, some people say, he even assaulted reporters. Again, freedom of speech, you're on the same side. We're both freedom of speech, movie person, newspaper person. Sometimes you, I mean, look at Mr. Goodbar. That was a newspaper story that became a movie. For those who don't know, okay, so maybe not the best example. If you don't know this, I should probably give an explanatory comma. Mr. Goodbar was a true story about a teacher who liked to sleep around, and she slept with somebody, and they killed her and did some stuff to her body, and then it was ultimately turned into a movie, and it had that song, Don't Leave Me This Way, with Thelma Hudson. Houston? No, Hudson, I think. Anyway, so there's enough of that explanatory comma. But he paid people off. He didn't even pay him like Roger Alder's money. And I think the reason why the Fox News Corp paid Roger Alder's victims more was because it was hypocrisy. But I'm like, everybody does it. It's not even like Hollywood. Look at the rumors about Aretha Franklin's daddy. Yeah, I am going all the way back with this because it's I'm just mad at the condoning. There were rumors he got a 13-year-old pregnant before she was born. He was a preacher. He was a very well-known preacher. I mean, he's still, if you are Baptist or a black person who was brought up in America, or you were, I would say, second or third, first of all, you know who Aretha Franklin. But if you were a second or third who was brought up in a black church, you've heard your Reverend Franklin stuff. I mean, the man was friends with Mahalia Jackson. Yeah, that's how big he was. And he died, I think, in the 80s, because I forgot why he died. But anyway, there were rumors about it. So it's not just Hollywood. It is everywhere. And the fact that people look the other way or say, oh, it's the woman's fault. You're blaming her? How can you say he's a king if he's that weak? Oh, well, he had weakness. Okay, everybody has their vices, but you need to grow up and get to a point where your vices are not ruling you or ruling this kingdom, because ultimately you're destroying the kingdom, a la Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. So after a while, you have to look at this is destroying the kingdom, unless you find a way to get rid of it, which I think they are, because maybe they just simply got sick of it. And they had an excuse of he's no longer making money. Because at one time, he was feared in Hollywood. There were rarely jokes about it. The creator of Family Guy made a joke at the Oscars. Like, yeah, the 5 women nominated no longer have to pretend to like you. People were covering up stories about him over a decade ago. He had that kind of clout. The people who chose to cover it up gave him that power to enact a non-sexual act that is based on sex, but not. It's sort of, okay, another comparison. In geometry, you learn all squares are technically rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. It sounds like super-duper pop some pills, but it's really not. Because all squares, again, another explanatory comma, because I'm not sure how many of you guys remember geometry. Because a square has two sets of equal parallel lines and right angles, and I think there's more to it, but those are the two points, bullet points. I remember they are technically rectangles. He was a powerful man, and because he had power, he was able to use it and manipulate it. But the people who condoned it had more power, because it's like, no. When Disney brought out Miramax, it's like, you know what, you keep this up again. Because I say Disney is a family label. It's like, you know what, you do any, you bring back the morality clause. Even if it's the producer, it's like at the end of the day, you are not the one who is paying these bills. I am. If you do this and you cost us money, you are fired and you get the bill. I wanted to do, I mean, it wasn't so, he was, I just didn't think he knew what he was doing, but I had a higher up who I thought was incompetent, and it was like, and I told my God, I was like, he should be graded by the people who are his subordinates, because he doesn't know what he's doing. And in this case, the Disney case, it's like they bought the company. It's like, we're paying the bills here. We cannot afford to condone you. We are a family label. Yes, you're independent, loopy-doopy, Hollywood, you know, this, that whole, even though he is, Harvey Weinstein is technically a baby boomer, but his movies were more Gen X. Or end of it, I mean, Sex, Lies, and Videotapes was the crest of the late 80s, so that was the yuppie, but it also came a Providence with Good Will Hunting and Shakespeare Love, and those actors were Gen Xers. So you could be Gen X wavy, but that was, but also by having Gen X, it was post, it was, these were people who were children during the sexual revolution and equal rock. So not just when people think equal rights, but it's also for women. You know, the women's revolution, the second wave of feminism. No, even with Sex, Lies, and Videotapes, there was still a level of free women. And when I say free women, I'm not meaning, yeah, it's a level of promiscuity, but it's not you imposing on it. It's a woman deciding. So in order to reflect that, stop him. Do not let him have that much power. You did. The same thing with Alfred Hitchcock, why you let it get that far. You let him do this. You're more to blame. And the hypocritical thing is now you're getting mad about it. Why? You let it happen for 20 years? Don't be, oh, my God, I did. There were rumors. Every business has its rumors. The whole thing with Cajun King, one of his side pieces, not me, but one of his side pieces in Singapore, this is before we met, so she got mad and leaked billion-dollar information for a major company because she was mad. Don't you think people gossiped about him not keeping it in his pants? And I get it when people say unsubstantiated rumors, but every rumor has an ounce of truth in it. You mean, okay, this actress doesn't want to work for him. And, yeah, the casting couch is real. And some, yeah, maybe some of those women complaining were mad because, let's face it, yeah, you might have slept with him for a part, but if that part doesn't make money, he still has to answer to, you know, his brother, who's also founded not just Miramax, the Harvey Weinstein, the Weinstein company after Miramax. After him and his brother owned less than half of the Miramax, well, Weinstein company. So you still have to answer to her. It's like, if this is not making money, no. So are you disillusioned because he thought he was going to make you a star and you slept with him like a prostitute? Yes, that's what you were. You earned your extra letters. So now, and the ones who legitimately were put in that position, because it's easy to say, oh, well, they should, but they panicked because it's like, what? It takes, you know, there's flight. You know how everybody's like, flight, but they always forget to freeze. And some animals do that. And some people are animals, and there are people who are prone to that. It's like, this did not just happen. Like, you don't think, okay, I am going to meet a man. You expect a level of professionalism from a boss. He was no. And then you tell somebody, you follow the rules, and they do. Oh, we're going to pay for him to have sex. No. Okay. Second of all, him going to sex rehab. Sex rehab is an I have an addiction to. Not I'm power crazed. Difference. Tiger Woods was a sex addict. He had willing partners who engaged in it with him. Or he could have just, you know, taken care of it. I don't know. I'm not Tiger Woods type because I'm black. Yeah, I said. It's not what we all knew. He doesn't have a thing for black meat. I could say something, call him attractive. Well, I think he is. Anyway, no. You're a sociopath. You are power hungry. Your weakness, your strength became your weakness because the same dominance that made you successful in business made you weak in another part. And for those who don't recognize this, basically, if you've ever read or watched The Count of Monte Cristo, he says, don't let your strength become your weakness. You have to have a level to be successful in any business. You have to have a level of power-hungry psycho. But sometimes that bleeds over. That's why a lot of successful men and women may be great at business, but they may have horrible marriages. I mean, and may not have relationships with their kids. I mean, look at Martha Stewart. Rumors were, allegedly, she tried to, like, kill her, run her, had a car accident with an ex-husband, you know. Successful performers. There was a long time between Barbara Streisand's first marriage and second marriage because it's hard. And I'm not saying it's a sexist thing. It's not even about sex or gender anymore. It's about alpha, beta. To be successful in a business, you have to have a level of alpha determination. But to be successful in a marriage, you need to calm that down because it may not work in real life because people will just get sick of it. And the Harvey thing, it made him go from a guy in the Bronx to the king of Hollywood. But he failed because he couldn't put it in check. He couldn't direct it properly. You don't ask. I think Hollywood people will ask their assistants for some random stuff. I mean, The Nanny Diaries, The Devil Wears Prada. But, you know, there's a level of, you know, okay, yeah, I've crossed the border. Wanting your subordinates to dress you when you're not paralyzed? Give me a massage? Okay, now I've asked my friends for a massage. I practice massaging. But it's not like my boss is going to No. Even on a business, no. The plant thing. Drunk frat boy stuff. That's some frat stuff. No. You are an adult. You're a middle eight. No. Did you bang your head? I mean, even if you were drunk and did that, it's like, dude, really? We're at a business event. No. If you are not at home, no. You don't have some home training. No. Assaulting people who can't be unable to take notes. Again, that comes with the level of entitlement. But you let them have that entitlement. Learn how to deal with people. And somebody should have said something a long time ago. And please, if you're going to, boys will be boys, but you're a grown man, so you need to really cut that out. Also, respect people. That shows you don't respect people, because even if you are into BDSM, yes, I'm going to touch on it and not in the 50 Shades of Grey, because a lot of people who are in the lifestyle hate that book, not because it blew the lids off of it, but, okay, but I'm bold pun not intended when I say that, but because it crossed the line from BDSM to abusive. But even in BDSM and dominance, there's a level of you respect the submissive, because the submissive is ultimately the one who can say no. And that was even on an episode of CSI when Grissom met Lady Heather. I think it was the first episode with Lady Heather, or the one where her daughter died. But it was one of those episodes, and he was like, the submissive can always say no. And as the dominant, you respect it. You earn the submissive's trust. You took the submissive, and when I say submissive, I mean subordinate, submissive, I'm using them interchangeably in this, because you took the trust of people who were less and who were not as successful, and then you exploited it. No, that was just you being a jerk. And now, no. But here's the thing. There are people who are worse. This is always going to, until you, not just, oh, this is bad. Okay, so what are you going to do to keep it from happening? What are you going to do about the people who are already there in power who are continuing to do it? Don't just be like, oh, this is bad. Yeah, we know. So do something about the bad. Fix it. Get rid of the bad. Because at the end of the day, you just say, oh, he's bad, and I have a dog. Okay, treat it, women, like that. What conscious effort are you going to make to not have this 100-year-old thing happen? Now, if a woman chooses to lay on her back to get a, that's one thing, but to be forced on that is a whole other ball game. That is you taking away that person's right to say no. That is you disrespecting. That is not about, that is about somebody who doesn't value another human life and wants to control. But then I'm also thinking about how some of those romance novels have successful men who are, let's face it, jerks. Not just 50 Shades. I've read my share of romance novels. I'm female. Some are good, some are bad. And like some of the harlequins, I'm like, really? No. He's a jerk. This is wrong. Why is this romanticized? No. So, yeah. That's my thing on Harvey, and I've got 6 more minutes. Probably need to check out the new season of SVU and did laundry today because I had some stuff to clean, obvious reason. I didn't ruin anything, well, besides the regular ruining. Had my writing class, and if anybody would like some soaps or to see pictures of soaps, the soap email address is icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, it's I as in igloo, C as in car, A as in apple, G as in George, A as in apple, 2004@gmail.com. And Harvey, I did actually look up sexual harassment case that, and it was not Anita Hill. I was surprised because whenever people think of sexual harassment, they're like, oh my gosh, it's Anita Hill. But it wasn't. It's just her case actually came after, and I'm going to look it up again because I thought I would be talking more about it. But there was, again, a Washington. Supreme Court case in 1986 that revolutionized it. And this was Meritor Savings, Meritor Savings versus Vinson. Let's see if her, but it was her last name was Vinons, and it said that sexual harassment, this is according to Wikipedia, sexual, this case recognized sexual harassment as a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title VII. And the woman involved was Michelle, which is a very interesting way she spells Michelle Vinson. And her boss basically demanded sexual favors and like raped her. And he touched her in public. Yeah. I mean, it went to the Supreme Court in the 80s, but he was probably there a while. And the bank is still, they changed her name. Still, or they got bought out. But anyway, if you look up the bank on Wikipedia, it goes to another bank. So we've known it's wrong for a while. If somebody doesn't like it, say no. And sometimes, you know, you meet people at work because, let's face it, you spend most of your waking hours in work. But if somebody's not interested, take the no. That's it. In his case, yes, the girl went there. She's not interested. She should not wonder, hey, if I say no, will my career be affected? Because this guy is thinking with the wrong brain. Ashley, she's like, how do I leave this hotel room without aggravating? Because he's producing the film that he spent like $20, $30 million on. It's like, you spent the money on a product. I'm helping you make the product. So I'm your coworker. That doesn't mean you own me. I didn't volunteer to be bought. That's very archaic. And I know I sound like some social justice warrior. If you choose to be a prostitute, fine. But don't force somebody. It's like, hey, you spent money on Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's Good Will Hunting. I don't see you trying to hunt them down. So, yeah, I just got the 90-second mark. The whole Harvey, that thing is a mess. And if you would like to look up the Meritor Savings Bank versus Vinson, you are more than welcome to look it up. And now that I've heard about it, I want to see it as a life, as a HBO movie. I mean, they did one about Confirmation on Anita Hill. Both women are relevant in sexual harassment, so why not make a movie about her? I'm not sure if I have to. Maybe I'll end up making it. Who knows? Maybe about 20 years. I don't know. Anyway, this is Rambles. Thank you for listening to my show. And I've got like 40 something seconds left. So, yeah, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my show. And I can't wait to finally talk about Larry Crown because I watched the movie a couple of times and had my notes. And it was a pretty good movie, especially as I, it wasn't a traditional romance novel because usually you think older guy is going to end up with the manic pixie girl, but he didn't, and it was a very mature movie. Anyway, this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Talk to you later, and thanks for listening. Bye.